The devastating blow of the pandemic on the U.S. economy is starting to come into focus. Many states have moratoriums on evictions and utility shutoffs that are set to expire next week. But even before those protections phase out, people are seeing their electricity or gas service cut off because of unpaid bills. And one of them we're going to hear from now. Stacy Mason is with us from Marion, Ohio. Stacy, welcome.
Hello.
And I hear that your gas is back on now, but that it was cut off about a week ago. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was terrible. I had to boil hot water to make, you know, bathtub water for me and my children. And I had to heat up water on the oven just to be able to wash my dishes. It was really bad.
Were you behind on your bills? I assume you were.
Yes, I was. I had got laid off back in March due to the COVID, and all my bills started piling up and I wasn't able to get them under control.
So what happened exactly? Because I understand that Ohio, I mean, there's supposed to be a moratorium on utility shutoffs like your gas company. So like, what happened?
That's
was this a mistake?
Thought.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. They said that they could extend it for a week. And I told them that I was still laid off and I wouldn't be able to make the payment. So they knew what my situation was and they still came and they shut it off. They didn't knock on the door to let me know beforehand or anything. They just left a paper in my door and shut my gas services off.
But you had been in touch with them. You'd been trying to work something out?
Yes, I had been.
So how'd you cope? How did you deal without having that gas for the few days that it was off?
Well, the first day I cried a lot because I didn't know what I was going to do. And then I decided to reach out to our local community action center and see if there was any help that they could offer me. And luckily, by the grace of God, I spoke with Tracy, who has been a godsend for me.
And you're referring to Tracy Rector. She's the director of that group. We're going to hear from her in just a minute. But had you ever had to rely on someone else or a group like that before to help you out of a tough situation?
Years ago, I did reach out to them, but it has been several years because I've been working and able to take care of things on my own. So I was a little embarrassed to have to reach out for help, but I didn't have a choice because I do have children in the home.
How many kids?
I have two. And they are 15 and 17.
And how are they doing with all this?
They were both upset, you know, because they weren't able to shower. And, you know, I had to heat up the water, like I said, just for them to be able to take a small bath. So they were upset, you know, and didn't understand why I couldn't pay the bill. You know, they knew that I wasn't working. But, you know, kids, they don't really understand how hard it is to take care of everything in your home, you know.
Yeah, well, tell me more about how the pandemic has affected you. You said you lost your job. It was at an auto plant there in Ohio. You were able to get by on unemployment for a little bit, and that extra bump that the federal government had provided, which has now expired. Tell me more about how you're doing economically.
Oh, well, I'm struggling really bad now. I'm still laid off. I went back to work for about 2 weeks, and then I got laid off again, and now my unemployment isn't going through. So now I don't have any income coming in at all.
So what does that mean? I mean, I'm sure you have more bills piling up and the prospect of the electricity getting shut off or something else.
Yes, I do. And my rent's coming up due on the 1st, and that's $800. And I'm hoping that Tracy is able to help me out with my rent. If she can't help me, then I'm probably going to end up getting evicted.
You know, the terrible thing about this pandemic is that there's a whole group of people just like you who go to work every day, who have lost their jobs. And then there's another group of people who seem to still be doing okay, that can't even imagine what it would be like to have their power shut off. I mean, what's your message to people who look at this crisis that we're in and say, well, hasn't really affected me yet?
Well, they should be very grateful. It hasn't affected them. You know, you could lose everything in the blink of an eye. You get laid off and then everything, all your bills start piling up. You can't pay for gas or food or even pay your mortgage or your rent. And it can happen in the blink of an eye.
Stacy Mason in Marion, Ohio. Good luck to you. I'm sorry for the trouble.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, we are going to turn now to Tracy Rector. She is the center director of the Ohio Heartland Community Action Commission. It is the group that helps Stacy get her gas turned back on. Tracy, are you there?
I am.
Welcome. Tell me, what did you hear there? Is Stacy's story a one-off, or is that common across the state of Ohio?
We are hearing a lot of that. Our phone, you know, simply does not stop ringing. And a lot of people who have come to us for the first time, and like Stacy said, they do admit that they're embarrassed. You know, they've never had to ask for help. They don't even know what to do or how or where to reach out. We just try to ease their fears. You know, everybody here has been through it. We understand it. You're not alone. Where can we help? What's your immediate need? Where Stacy's was the gas. So we dealt with that first. And then we were able to, I could help her through what else is going on. You know, can we also help with the electric? Can I help with your rent? Do you need gasoline for the car to get back and forth to doctor's appointments? Soon the kids will be going to school. You know, we just want to try to surround the whole entire family and see what it is that we can do until her unemployment gets through and until she can just simply sit on the phone for hours and wait for them to answer her as to why it hasn't started back up again.
And how does this work? Are you directly making payments to the utilities or are you giving cash infusions?
No, everything always goes directly to either the landlords or the utility companies. We don't ever give a client money themselves. We have a different phone line to call in with the utility companies than the customer does. And so they can go through everything with us and look at the past history, when they've paid last, how far behind they are. A lot of our individuals, we put on a PIP program, which is a percentage of income payment plan. So it just depends on what their situation is. I had a gentleman call in the other day who needed help with a car payment. I said, you know, I can't do a car payment, but tell me what's happening. He said, I have to keep the car to keep my job. I said, let me pay your rent for you. Then you can pay your car payment. So we just really try to listen and see what it is we can. If we can't do it, is there another resource in our community who can? Or what can we do to, you know, connect dots and make it happen for folks?
Can you help me understand why this is happening, though? I was under the impression that utilities weren't really yet allowed to start turning people's gas and power off.
Well, actually, they're not. When I did call the utility company, the representative I got was a seasonal representative, so I was very grateful for that. And she immediately said, I don't know why this happened. This is a mistake. She should not have been turned off. Let me put you on hold and find somebody. She indicated to me that with their August billing, that they would now begin to see the disconnects that then could happen in September.
Right. So how concerned are you about the next several weeks when these shutoff bans do start to expire in earnest?
Oh, very concerned. We've helped a lot of folks with our summer crisis program going on right now. We have been able to help a lot of folks with their electric. That's not something we have money for right now for the gas. You know, there's four of us in the office and there's a whole lot of folks who are in need. So we just do the best we can and get them back on as quickly as we can.
Much worse in the last couple of months than pre-COVID, I imagine?
Definitely a lot worse in the rent department because the moratorium was on for the utilities as well as the rent. The rent moratorium dropped off a couple months ago, and so that has been real busy. But I do anticipate seeing a lot with the utility companies, especially if we have not already helped them through our PIP and HEAP programs.
Do you get the feeling then that we haven't really fully experienced the brunt of this economic crisis yet?
I think it's just now coming because that additional $600 a week has stopped. So they're going to start to feel a little bit more of a crunch. And if they can't get back to work soon or find a different job to get back to work, because I know here in our community, several companies, restaurants, different things have just simply closed and their people are never going to go back to work at that location. So that is scary for everybody.
Tracy Rector is Center Director of the Ohio Heartland Community Action Commission, a group that's helping people pay their bills during the pandemic. Tracy, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Tracy and Stacy, thank you. I don't know if Stacy is still on the line, but
I'm still here. I'm just very grateful for the help that Tracy has provided, and she definitely didn't make me feel embarrassed. I, you know, on my own, I was a little embarrassed, but she really put me at ease, and she's a wonderful woman, and I just want to thank her again.
Oh, bless you, Stacy. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
A glimmer of hope in a tough time.